Welcome to So Ordered, where we create audio readings of SCOTUS decisions to make them more accessible to the public. At the time of creating this podcast, the Supreme Court of the United States does not release audio of the court's decisions. Our mission is to make it so the public can be better informed on decisions of the court by using AI to generate audio of written opinions. The case before us today is Coney Island Auto Parts Unlimited v. Burton, docket number 24808, decided January 20th, 2026. Before reading the opinion itself, here is a brief summary of the case and the questions presented. Vistapro Automotive entered bankruptcy in 2014 and brought adversarial proceedings against Coney Island Auto Parts Unlimited to collect $50,000 in allegedly unpaid invoices. Vistapro tried to serve process on Coney Island by mail, but purportedly failed to comply with the mail service requirements of the Federal Rules of Bankruptcy Procedure. Coney Island never filed an answer. The bankruptcy court entered a default judgment against it in 2015, and 6 years later, a marshal seized funds from the company's bank account to satisfy that judgment. Coney Island then moved to vacate the judgment as void for improper service, but the bankruptcy court denied relief because the motion was not made within a reasonable time, and the district court and the Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit affirmed. The question presented was whether Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 60, subsection C1, imposes any time limit to set aside a void default judgment for lack of personal jurisdiction. The court held the reasonable time limit in Rule 60, subsection C1, applies to a motion alleging that a judgment is void under Rule 60, subsection B4. The plain text of the rule provides that a motion under Rule 60, subsection B, must be made within a reasonable time, and a motion for relief from an allegedly void judgment is such a motion. Justice Alito delivered the opinion of the court, in which Chief Justice Roberts and Justices Thomas, Kagan, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Barrett, and Jackson joined. Justice Sotomayor filed an opinion concurring in the judgment. As a reminder, the audio is an AI-generated reading of a published opinion of the Supreme Court of the United States. The voice you will hear has been synthesized to loosely resemble that of the justice that wrote the opinion. All tone, inflection, pacing, and emphasis are produced by the AI model and should not be attributed to any justice. The text itself has been lightly adapted to aid in the creation of the spoken delivery. This is a project to attempt to make court decisions more accessible to the public, and any substantive changes during the reading are completely unintentional. Please visit www.supremecourt.gov to read the opinion published by the court. You can find a link directly to the opinion in this episode's description. As the audio is AI-generated, you may hear some audio glitches, including odd pronunciation, noticeable pauses, or repeated words. We do our best to remove these and hope they do not impact your listening experience. To leave us feedback on the show or to learn more about the podcast, please visit so-ordered.org. The following is the opinion of the court in Coney Island Auto Parts, Unlimited v. Burton.
A party seeking relief from an allegedly void judgment may file a motion under Federal Rule of Civil Procedure, 60B. Rule 60C requires parties to make Rule 60B motions within a reasonable time. We hold that this time limit applies to a motion alleging that a judgment is void. Vistapro Automotive, LLC, entered bankruptcy in 2014. As part of its bankruptcy litigation, Vistapro initiated adversarial proceedings against Coney Island Auto Parts Unlimited, Incorporated, to collect $50,000 in allegedly unpaid invoices. Vistapro attempted to serve process on Coney Island by mail, but in doing so, it purportedly failed to comply with the mail service requirements in Federal Rule of Bankruptcy Procedure, 7004B. Coney Island did not file an answer in the adversarial proceedings, and the bankruptcy court entered a default judgment against the company in 2015. Over the next 6 years, Vistapro's bankruptcy trustee attempted to enforce that judgment against Coney Island. As part of these efforts, the trustee sent a demand letter to the company's CEO in April 2016. Lower courts concluded that this letter gave Coney Island notice of the judgment and the trustee's enforcement efforts. These efforts bore fruit in 2021 when a marshal seized funds from Coney Island's bank account in satisfaction of the judgment. In response, Coney Island filed a motion to vacate the judgment under Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 60. According to Coney Island, VistaPro's failure to make proper service rendered the judgment void. The bankruptcy court denied relief. It held that Coney Island failed to abide by Rule 60's requirement that parties make motions for relief within a reasonable time. The District Court and Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit affirmed. We granted cert to resolve a split of authority on whether Rule 60's reasonable time limit applies to motions seeking relief from allegedly void judgments. Federal Rule of Civil Procedure 60 permits a court to relieve a party from a final judgment, order, or proceeding, and Subdivision B specifically authorizes a court to grant relief from a void judgment. Parties may seek relief under Rule 60 by filing a motion with the court. Rule 60 also imposes a time limit for such motions. Rule 60C provides that a motion under Rule 60B must be made within a reasonable time. Because a motion for relief from an allegedly void judgment is a motion under Rule 60B, the reasonable time limit applies. See Accord, Kemp v. United States, decided in 2022, holding all Rule 60B motions must be filed within a reasonable time. The structure of Rule 60 confirms what the plain text of Subdivision C provides. When Rule 60 modifies the default reasonable time limit, it does so expressly. For example, Rule 60C imposes a one-year limit on Rule 60B motions alleging mistakes, new evidence, or fraud. Thus, one would expect Rule 60 to include an analogous provision if a special, unlimited time principle applied to motions alleging voidness. But the rule does not. Coney Island, several courts of appeals, and a prominent treatise nonetheless maintain that Rule 60C's reasonable time limit does not apply to motions alleging voidness. These authorities acknowledge that their interpretation clashes with Rule 60's text, but relying on the generally accepted maxim that a void judgment is a legal nullity, they argue that the passage of time cannot turn such a nullity into an enforceable judgment. This argument cannot bear the weight that Coney Island and others have placed on it. Even if the passage of time cannot cure voidness, the same principle holds true for most legal errors. Nevertheless, statutes and rules routinely limit the time during which a party can seek relief from a judgment infected by error. Therefore, a party in Coney Island's position would need to show that some principle of law, such as the Due Process Clause, gives a party the right to allege voidness at any time. Coney Island disclaims any such argument, and we cannot divine any principle requiring courts to keep their doors perpetually open to allegations of voidness. Giving a party a reasonable time to seek relief from an allegedly void judgment may well be all that due process demands. By contrast, the argument that a party may allege voidness at any time, if taken to its logical conclusion, would have extreme implications. For example, if a federal district court erroneously concluded that it possessed subject matter jurisdiction and proceeded to enter a judgment, the adversely affected party could wait as long as it wanted before filing a notice of appeal. Similarly, if a federal court of appeals erroneously asserted subject matter jurisdiction, the adversely affected party would not be required to comply with the deadline for filing a petition for a writ of cert imposed by this court's Rule 13. It is hard to accept the proposition that due process requires such a regime. Coney Island maintains that the alleged defect in this case, failure to perform proper service, is different from other legal errors that might render a judgment void. Coney Island emphasizes that when a party does not receive proper service, it might not learn about the proceedings until long after the judgment issues. But this possibility does not help Coney Island's position. Rule 60C accommodates such a scenario by imposing a reasonable time requirement rather than a fixed time limit, and in the context of a default judgment, it might be reasonable for a defendant not to seek relief before learning about a plaintiff's attempted enforcement. Coney Island separately contends that courts have historically allowed litigants to seek relief from void judgments at any time, but the historical record is not so clear. To be sure, courts have granted relief from void judgments long after their entry, especially when the issuing court lacked jurisdiction over the defendant. See, for example, Harris v. Hardiman, decided in 1853, affirming a lower court order that set aside a judgment 11 years after its issuance, where the plaintiff did not make proper service and the defendant did not appear. But there was no historical consensus that a party could request such relief at any time. Some courts, for instance, concluded that latches or other time limits could bar relief, even when a litigant alleged voidness. In any event, for Rule 60B motions, the rule's text and structure take priority over historical practice. Coney Island turns next to this court's decision in Insurance Corporation of Ireland v. Compagnie de Bougie de Guinée, decided in 1982. There, we explained that a defendant seeking to dispute personal jurisdiction is always free to ignore the judicial proceedings, risk a default judgment, and then challenge that judgment in a collateral proceeding. Citing this sentence, Coney Island argues that defendants need not comply with time limits when alleging a lack of personal jurisdiction. But Insurance Corporation also recognized that the expression of legal rights is often subject to certain procedural rules, and the failure to enter a timely objection may result in the loss of a legal right. Thus, Insurance Corporation undermines Coney Island's plea for no time limits. Coney Island lastly invokes policy concerns, Rule 60's drafting history, and the canon of constitutional avoidance. To the extent that these interpretive tools carry any weight, they do so only when a rule's language is ambiguous. Here, the operative language clearly requires parties to make Rule 60B motions within a reasonable time. Litigants seeking relief under Rule 60B must comply with Rule 60C and file a motion within a reasonable time. Coney Island does not contend that it complied with this requirement. Therefore, we need not expound on whether Coney Island's timing was reasonable. The judgment of the United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit is affirmed. It is so ordered